Arcadia Mayer case raises broader questions about Beijing's influence operations in the U.S. Federal prosecutors and FBI counterintelligence officials are describing a California mayor spy case as more than a local political scandal, warning that the prosecution reflects broader concerns about Beijing-linked influence networks cultivating relationships inside American civic institutions. Eileen Wong resigned as mayor of Arcadia, California, after the Department of Justice announced on May 11 that she had been charged with acting in the United States as an illegal agent of the Chinese regime. Wong agreed to plead guilty to the felony count, which carries a statutory maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison, according to the DOJ. Wong admitted that from late 2020 through 2022, she acted under the direction and control of Chinese regime officials and coordinated with U.S.-based individuals to promote Beijing's interests, including by disseminating pro-China propaganda. Deeply concerning. The case drew forceful language from senior federal officials, who described the prosecution as part of a wider effort to counter foreign political influence inside the United States. Individuals in our country who covertly do the bidding of foreign governments undermine our democracy, First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said in the DOJ announcement. He described the plea agreement as the latest success in our determination to defend the homeland against China's efforts to corrupt our institutions. Assistant Attorney General for National Security John A. Eisenberg said it was deeply concerning that someone who had previously received and executed directives from Chinese officials later occupied a position of public trust without disclosing the foreign government relationship. Roman Rozavsky, Assistant Director of the FBI's Counterintelligence and Espionage Division, said Wong secretly served the interests of the Chinese government and warned that people acting on behalf of foreign governments to influence American democracy would be identified and prosecuted. Patrick Grandy, Assistant Director in charge of the FBI's Los Angeles field office, said Americans should be alarmed to learn an elected official was brazenly spreading propaganda on behalf of the Chinese government. FBI Director Kash Patel wrote in a May 11 post on X that federal authorities would continue moving aggressively against foreign influence efforts inside American institutions. The announcement came ahead of President Donald Trump's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing amid escalating tensions over trade, Taiwan, and Iran. A network of linked cases. Federal prosecutors presented Wong's case as part of a broader network involving multiple Southern California figures accused of acting on behalf of Beijing. According to Wong's plea agreement, she and Yaoning Mike Sun operated U.S. News Center, a website presented as a news source for the local Chinese-American community. Prosecutors said Wong and Sun received and executed directives from Chinese officials to publish pro-Beijing content on the site. In one June 2021 exchange cited by the DOJ, a Chinese official sent Wong and others pre-written articles through the Chinese messaging application WeChat, including an essay denying genocide and forced labor allegations in Xinjiang. Prosecutors said Wong reposted the article within minutes and sent the official a link to the publication. In another exchange described by prosecutors, Wong edited an article at a Chinese official's request and later sent a screenshot showing the article had received more than 15,000 views. The official replied, "Great," and Wong responded, "Thank you, leader." Sun, 65, of Chino Hills, was sentenced in February 2026 to 4 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government. According to DOJ court filings, Sun drafted a February 2023 report for Chinese officials in which he wrote that he had orchestrated and organized a team to help elect Wong to the Arcadia City Council and described her as a new political star. Federal prosecutors also said Sun monitored then-Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's April 2023 visit to Southern California and sent real-time updates to a Chinese consular official in Los Angeles. The Justice Department further linked Sun to John Chen, also known as Chen Jun, who pleaded guilty in New York to acting as an illegal Chinese agent and conspiring to bribe a public official. Chen was sentenced in November 2024 to 20 months in federal prison. Prosecutors described Chen as a high-level member of the Chinese intelligence apparatus who regularly attended elite Chinese Communist Party functions and met personally with Xi Jinping. According to DOJ filings, Sun served as Chen's right-hand man in the United States for decades. Tip of the iceberg. The Arcadia case drew strong reaction from legal commentators and Chinese dissidents, many of whom argued that the prosecution exposed vulnerabilities that extended beyond a single California city. Sheng Shui, vice president of the Federation for a Democratic China, told the Chinese language edition of the Epoch Times on May 12 that the case showed how deeply the ruling Chinese Communist Party had penetrated overseas Chinese communities and local political networks. The city Wang served is not large, but she was able to access political figures, government policies, and data, Sheng said. These things are very important to the CCP. Tong Hao, a YouTuber and host of Crossroads of the World, said on May 12, in an interview with NTD, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times, that the case reflected what he described as a broader Chinese strategy of cultivating foreign political figures through seemingly legitimate social and civic channels. Katie Zakaria, an attorney and political strategist, said on Fox News Fox and Friends First on May 12 that the Wang case may be just the tip of the iceberg, and called for broader scrutiny of foreign influence vulnerabilities inside American civic institutions. There needs to be a wholesale review of not just legal permanent residents, but people who are here from adversarial countries, Zakaria said. The case does not involve allegations of traditional espionage or theft of classified information. Federal investigators instead focused on what prosecutors described as efforts involving community media, campaign activity, civic organizations, and political relationships rather than classified intelligence. Community reaction. The case generated intense discussion inside Chinese-speaking communities in Southern California and on Chinese-language social media platforms. Wang's attorney said in an email statement to the Epoch Times that she is sorry for the mistakes she has made in her personal life, adding that she placed her trust and love for apparently the wrong person, who ultimately led her astray, requiring her to step away from public service, a reference to Sun, her former fiancé and political associate. Several longtime Arcadia residents interviewed by the Epoch Times disputed portrayals of Wang as merely being manipulated by others. One resident, who requested anonymity because of privacy concerns, said Wang openly and actively promoted pro-Beijing messaging in local community chat groups. The resident also provided screenshots that Wang had circulated of a certificate showing she attended a short-term training program at a CCP school, and continued sharing articles from U.S. News Center after taking office on the Arcadia City Council in late 2022. The resident said Wang told members of local business associations that many U.S. News Center articles were written by her personally. The case also received widespread attention on X among Chinese language users. Vivian Wu, a former BBC Hong Kong bureau chief and founder of Dashing Media, wrote in a May 12 post on X that the court filings appeared to show Wang personally handled many operational aspects of the alleged propaganda effort, including reposting articles, distributing links, and reporting traffic data back to Chinese officials. Wu focused particularly on Wang's response, "Thank you, leader," to a Chinese official cited in the DOJ filing. Wu said that the phrase suggested that an elected American local official was reporting back to a foreign official rather than to voters.